The Army has activated a new brigade, a cyber brigade. It's first ever. The brigade is part of the Army's Cyber Command, and it will be divided into teams consisting of both soldiers and civilians. Their primary mission will be to conduct offensive cyberspace operations. For details, we turn to Colonel David Bray, commander of the Cyber Protection Brigade. He's out of Fort Gordon, Georgia, and joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
All right, so tell us about this brigade. This is something brand new. How big is it, and how many people are in it, and how are you getting it going?
The Cyber Protection Brigade comprised of its headquarters element and 20 teams, 39 civilian and military personnel, and we refer to those teams as cyber protection teams, and their role is to conduct active defense of key elements of network enabling joint and service missions, and we're located here at Fort Gordon, Georgia.
So you've got about 700 people you're trying to fill this brigade with?
Yes, and that will be the end state. We've already started the build out. In April 2013, the Department of Army tasked the Network Enterprise Technology Command to execute a phase fielding and deployment of the Army contribution of these 20 CPT teams, and this fielding will be complete in FY 2016.
All right, so civilians and soldiers in the same brigade, is that something unique to the cyber brigade, or does that happen in other Army brigades?
No, total workforce from a civilian and Army as well as active reserve is normal business in the Army, so I don't think having civilians and soldiers on the same team is unique. It's just the skills that we're applying and using DCPTs makes the Cyber Protection Brigade unique as an organization.
All right, so tell us about some of the skills of the people that you are putting in here, both the soldiers and the civilians.
Well, our mission is to provide defensive cyberspace operations, which broadly encompasses an array of passive and active capabilities to defend networks, the information that flows through those networks, as well as the users from internal and external threats. So one of our primary purposes is to go out and recruit, train, and retain the best talent we can find in terms of cyber defense and make the teams capable to go out and provide that high-level dynamic defense for the day-to-day defense force that already exists in the Army.
So they're mainly defending the Army's own networks, wherever those might be deployed?
Absolutely, absolutely. Currently, the Army has 5 regional cyber centers across the globe who operate, maintain, and defend the network. And these cyber protection teams will provide the capability to deploy forward and protect the network with them.
And what about the networks that might be in a battle space? Suppose, you know, there are ground troops here or there, we don't know where they might be, but they have network capability that go along with them. Would part of the, would people, one of the teams or two of the teams from this cyber brigade also join them forward to protect the network they use in those situations?
Absolutely. The regional cyber centers are already forward deployed around the globe, and so they already cover the potential battle spaces we would operate in, and so the cyber protection team will deploy forward to those regional cyber centers and to join in Army organizations when necessary.
And tell us, give us the state of cybersecurity, or at least the cyber posture of the Army. How much, I mean, is it something that the networks the Army uses, are they being hit constantly from around the world? Is it sort of an always-on situation?
Absolutely. We're always on. The Army has a 24/7, 365 defense force, not only at the regional cyber center level, but lower echelons. So we're defending the network on a daily basis. The cyber protection teams will bring additional highly skilled and advanced capability to defend key points in the network as well as key missions.
We're speaking with Army Colonel Donald Bray. He's commander of the Cyber Protection Brigade. And so what is the nature of the attacks you're seeing? What are people trying to do these days? Does it look like they're trying to get to secret information or exfiltrate? I mean, what does it look like?
Generally speaking, in recent years, DOD has been a target, obviously, and so primary target is to acquire or attain DOD-sensitive information, and so we're there to protect that information as well as the missions we're accomplishing.
All right, so when someone joins the Army, if someone is recruited into the Army, how early can they identify themselves or be identified as someone who might be a cyber command, cyber brigade type of person?
We're looking for all ranks and all grades and all fields at this point. This is immature in this new field and a new organization, so it takes time to work through that. But we're recruiting the talent where we can find it. And if they're interested in being a part of the organization, I do have the contact information for you at the end.
And are you worried that this will be called the Nerd Brigade or something like that?
Absolutely. It could be called a Nerd Brigade, but we're actually performing a vital mission to the Army, and we're actually focusing on warfighting missions as well as defending the network. So we really would consider ourselves cyber warriors, and we're there to do a discrete and important mission for the Army and Joint Forces.
Now, the Army Command is the larger, Cyber Command, rather, is the larger structure. How does the brigade fit into what the whole Cyber Command is doing?
Absolutely. The Army has designated Fort Gordon as the focal point for Army cyberspace operations. And so Army Cyber is a Army service component to U.S. Cyber Command. And Army Cyber in the next few years will be restationed to Fort Gordon, as well as we've already established a Cyber Center of Excellence and a Joint Force Headquarters Cyber at Fort Gordon.
And suppose there's a joint operations. I'm just making this one up, but suppose the training of troops to take on ISIS, which is something the Army will be involved in, and then you've also, suppose overhead, you've got the Air Force, and they've got their network and their cyber warriors. How do you interact with the other armed services in a situation where there is joint activity going on?
Cyber is inherently a joint activity. And so from the construct of U.S. Cyber Command and the different service cyber components, we operate as a joint force. U.S. Cyber Command has established joint training standards for the cyber protection teams, so they should be interoperable amongst the different services.
And earlier you mentioned that these are true cyber warriors, and so does that mean there's also an offensive component to it, not just defending the Army's networks, but say in a situation it might be necessary to go after an enemy network? Can this crew do that also?
Not my mission from a cyber protection brigade, but overall the cyber mission forces do have three components. They have an offense component, a defense component, and a component to defend the network. And all of this force was authorized in December 2012 when a request by U.S. Cyber Command was approved by the Secretary of Defense to resource a dedicated cyber mission force consisting of those three components to defend national DOD combatant commanders and service infrastructure.
So there are other people that are going after the other guys' networks. Your main job is just to make sure the Army networks stay up and running and safe from bad guys.
Absolutely. That's the main role of the cyber protection teams, but we're part of a larger force called the Cyber Mission Forces.
And where are you in the development of this brigade? You said there's 20 teams of 39 people altogether as the 2B state. Where are you relative to that size now?
The brigade structure is well on its way in place to man, train, and equip these teams. It's a phased approach in terms of the development of those teams, so we're well on our way to delivering those teams, and we will be complete in FY 2016. So we're on track in terms of the timeline that was identified by USCC and the Army.
All right. Army Colonel Donald Bray is commander of the Cyber Protection Brigade in Fort Gordon, Georgia. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.